Hello, people. This is your host from Creepy Gabriel's in the Field. And today we're doing celebrity hauntings. Courtney Cox is the first one we're doing. She owned a home in Laurel Canyon neighborhood of Los Angeles. Carol King was previously owned the house. Carol came over the house and she said, an ugly divorce, the ghost appeared. Other guests stayed with me. They were my friends. They all said they witnessed an encounter of a woman sitting on the edge of their bed. She brushed off these sightings as well, until one day when the doorbell rang and Cox opened the door to a UPS guy or something, who asked her, do you know this house is haunted? Cox said, yeah, I heard, but why? Why do you think that? The delivery driver said, there is someone standing behind you. Cox said that was enough, so she put the house up for sale after the experiences. She moved out of that one. Octavia Spencer is our next celebrity. She had a supernatural roommate. She told Ellen DeGeneres on her show. She told Ellen she grew up watching Westerns and that she bought a house that was owned by a man that was of that era. The house Spencer bought was from 1927, a Spanish-style house in Toluca Lake in 2013. And she tells everyone the ghost that came with the property is her sole protector. She says she loves him because he runs away all the bad people. If my guests come here and I don't want to stay and don't want to stay anymore, I know they didn't belong. Because the ones that say my place is a welcoming place, I know it is. They are my kind of guest. Spencer told Ellen, if she experienced any spooky stuff like doors closing on their own, Spencer said, well, when I leave for a long time, he's a little shady. The doors close, the lights go off when they were on, but my only problem is, I love my ghost. I just don't want you bringing your ghost to my house, thinking your ghost and mine can be friends. Because they cannot be friends. She does not want to share her ghost at all. It is hers, hers, hers. Jennifer Aniston. When she first moved to Los Angeles, she rented an apartment, and the ghost did not like the roommate that she shared the apartment with. The ghost would turn the dishwasher on, the coffee maker would turn on, and then the stereo would turn on and be on full volume. She said she was terrified. One of her friends advised her to have her house cleansed to rid the ghost. They had frankincense and had it in a bowl and started walking through the apartment and chanting all these things. The first corner she walked towards, the bowl cracked. As we approached a really thick 1975 ashtray, and that cracked also. I was asked to leave because she needed to have a really serious convo with my ghost. If I didn't believe before, I def believe now. The ghost expert told her she came to the conclusion the ghost didn't like the roommate. In fact, hated the roommate. I moved out. I feel terrible, but I couldn't tell her that would have been worse than leaving. We got Kendall Jenner and Kylie Jenner had some creepy experiences in their mom's house. I do believe in ghosts. Can't proclaim to have seen any, but I have lived through some pretty ghost-y situations. In the house my mom lives in, my sister Kylie and I would always hear footsteps on the roof when we were the only people home at the time. Kylie's shower used to turn on all the time and we never knew why. So yes, I'm very convinced it was a ghost. Well, at least it didn't seem like an evil one, although footsteps on the roof is kind of creepy. As for the shower, maybe they wanted to turn it on so it would be warm by the time she got there. Or maybe it wanted to leave her a nice message on the mirror from the steam. Okay, Matthew McConaughey. You know what I mean. Interview about his movie in 2009, Ghost of Girlfriend's Past. The actor told the tale of Madame Blue, the not-so-friendly spirit who dwells in his Hollywood home. I was not even under the influence and she was there. She wasn't that happy. It didn't seem like she was going to be much fun to hang out around or have in my house. So I went ahead and stood my ground. I opened the door and said, You can move around all you want, but I'm not going anywhere. For weeks, everyone that came over said the same thing. There's someone down in that hall. There's somebody down in that hall. My thought is, if the spirit has free room of the house, why is it just in that hallway? Guess we'll never know. Miley Cyrus. Her and her family had a terrifying time staying in a haunted rental apartment in London. I was really having crazy dreams and really scary things were happening. And one night, my little sister, it sounds crazy to even tell you, but she was standing in the shower and all of a sudden, I hear her scream. I run in there and somehow the water was coming out scorching hot and she didn't touch it. And it was burning her. She was really red. Before I felt this, I thought I had seen a little boy sitting on my sink watching me take a shower. So I felt really freaked out. Miley added that her mom, aunt, and ex Liam Hemsworth all had crazy experiences in that flat after the shower incident. And that she eventually felt forced to find another place to stay. Lucille Ball died during surgery on April 26, 1989. At the age of 77, she was still residing in her home as a ghost at 1000 North Roxbury Drive. Since her death, she has remained there, and the new owners have experienced several weird and unimaginable things happening. Unexplained broken windows, loud voices up in the attic that is empty, and the furniture and other objects moving and not anyone in sight. Bonnie and Clyde, the outlaws of 1930s, were finally tracked down and killed on May 23, 1934, outside of Arcadia, Louisiana. Their bullet-ridden car was then towed into town with their bodies still in the vehicle. They put a marker near where they were killed so that people can come and visit the outlaws of modern time. But it is said to be haunted by the couple. It is said pictures taken by the marker often have ghostly forms. Lon Chaney Sr. is our next celebrity. He was primarily remembered as the pioneer actor of horror films during the silent film era. Chaney died in 1930. Today, his spirit is said to haunt Soundstage 28 at Universal Studios. This stage was used for the film Phantom of the Opera, and Chaney's cape spirit has been seen running along the catwalks above the stage. Lights turn off and on, and doors that open and close by themselves. Joan Crawford will be our last celebrity of the day. A silent star to Camp Queen. Crawford's film career spanned over 45 years. Her house, Crawford House, is said to be haunted. It has been exorcised many times, but as usual, Crawford forbids to leave. This has been Real Creeping It Real in the Field. And I am your host, and I'm out.